वृंदावन दास ठाकुर कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी नरोत्तम ठाकुर श्यामानंद वी कैनॉट डू सो बिकॉज वी हैव नो इंटरेस्ट लाइक वी आर सम व्हाट गिविंग अवर टाइम्स इन अवर क्लोथिंग ईटिंग स्लीपिंग एंड ऑल अदर्स they had no time they had no time at all to give so we have not so much interest as they had we cannot eat like Raghunath Das Goswami we will die in a day or two we will need used to do this little chat always sinking in Krishna Leela. Always. We have no time to see all these things. When we read Spavavali, everywhere. So much Nishtha in Govardhan, in Jamuna, Urup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Rarama, Sarup Damodar, all others, especially in Vrindavan, Radha Kund, Brijavasi. He used to do pranam. No? When he क्या वो प्रणाम किया जब पूरा
prostrated
but he cannot get up it was a very big task for him to again उठ करके बैठना उनके लिए बड़ा भारी because he has no
energy.
Get up and sit and again stand. But he never felt anything difficulty in chanting and all this doing whole day and night. He used to do thousands of sashtang pranam. To whom? In Braj Bhakti Vilas. Braj Bhakti Vilas na?
Braj Vilas na?
Braj Vilas Tau, there are about 180 shloka more than that.
More than that.
200 or anything. He used to do pranam to all. To all. Sastam. He had no sleep at all. So, day and night he used to do, but we cannot do. I sleep at 8, I wake at 5, and again sleep in the daytime at 12, and get up on 3, then I will have to take something, I will have to talk with others, never close. And to walk is necessary for my body. Laughing and so all days go away. But with, I feel no anxiety or anything. That whole time has been. No, a single drop of tear. Heart is so hard.
We are like that.
No.
You are not like that. So what to do?
What to do? I want an association like this Vaishnavas that my heart also is melted like yours. I told her this little daughter that don't come, she began to weep. But I cannot weep. If I tell them, ah, don't come here. I think that you will also eat.
Oh, yes, that's for sure.
This is the problem. I am testing that in the associations of your soft heart, my heart should be somewhat like you.
Vilap Kushmanjali. Raghunath Goswami here in sadhak way and Sarup Siddha Sadhak, both way he is doing his prarthana. He lives in Radha Kunda. And there are three stages of sadhak. First, Raganuga sadhak is not like Vaidhi Bhakti sadhak. There is much difference in these two. Vaidhi Bhakti has, bhakta has, avesh in body, dehatma buddhi, that we are taking in class. Always he remembers whole Vishwa, universe. He is my near dear, he is my enemy, he is my friend, he is my father, he is my mother, and all these things. And always he remembers the sukh and dukh, happiness and unhappiness of this world. Entangle always in this. Sometimes he remembers Archan's Krishna name, but all things are there. He is always asakt. Asakt means attached. Firmly in these worldly affairs. But Radhanuga sadhak is not like so. He has some taste, he has some greed. And if he is in advanced stage, he will step by step leave all these worldly things. And he will have attachment in chanting, remembering, and all other services. Also, if he has any realization of his Siddha Sarir, then automatically all the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis will come automatically. No? And if a man has worldly attachment, and he will try and try, but yet not come, for hours and hours, his mind will go here and there. But in Raganuga Bhajan, if he has some trace of his sarup and he has some greed, and after all he has some realization of his Siddhasari, some sampla from Guru. Then Leela will come automatically. At that time, there are three stages. One stage is that he is deeply engaged, remembering the pastimes of Krishna by his Swarup, and he has nothing, no knowledge of this world, this body, or regarding body, or anything. And this is called antardasa. Understand? This is antardasa. But a sadhakji cannot, whether he is Swarup Siddha, but he will cannot live so much time in this antardasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can live as much as he can. Means so many hours he can live. But for sadhakji, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, not more than that. So this is antardasa, mane inner state. And then ardhavajya dasa. Ardhavajya dasa means half that, half this. In the middle. He is not seeing the things as apparent as Raghunath Das Goswami. When he sees all these things, he thinks that I am doing everything and I am in past times. And I am one of them. I am Tulasi or Rati Manjari. At that time he has, he don't know that who am I and what is this all this. And when he is in half antardasa, ardhavajya dasa, ardhavajya dasa, not inner and not outer, but outer more, but ardha, half. No inner, not in antardasa, bahya dasa, but half. But he is remembering the past times. And he knows that I am, who am I? Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is feeling separation, so much separation, and weeping, rolling on the ground, sometimes so many dabhichari and swastik bhav comes. No? This is ardhavajya dasa. And when his whole sense of this world comes, then this is vahya dasa. Vahya dasa, he is feeling separation. And he knows fully that I am Raghunath Das Goswami. I am rolling and waiting on the side of bank of Radha. That is Radha. Sometimes remembrance is going cut off, not fully, as a dhara pravah, as a current. The current discloses what? Accepted. And he now begins to weep so much. Always weeping. This is slow. First he sees in inner dasa and feeling. And he is acting like Tulasi Manjari or Rati Manjari. In ardhava bahya dasa, he is remembering, but he has no sense of this body, somewhat, or the bhajya dasa. So weeping and doing so. And when he comes with bahya dasa, outer, then he feels so much separation. What I have seen. And then he begins to weep and write everything. In Ardha Bhajya Dasa he cannot write. He can only do pralap. And in inner dasa, no question of writing and writing. There he is so much pleased, feeling so much happiness to serve Radha and Krishna Jiva, or serving Srimati Radha. So in up to 8th slok, in first he has, for Mangalacharanam, when he was prarambha kar rahe the, he was beginning this book, he thought that I should do Mangalacharanam. And when he took his pen, he at once went in Ardha Bhajya Dasa, and from Ardha Bhajya to Inner Dasa, Antar Dasa he went. And he at once saw a smiling Rupamanjari. And he saw something Aswabhavi. Aswabhavi? Uncommon. Not natural. He saw some so what cutting something. Some bites he saw. And he began to smile. Rati Manjari or Tulasi Manjari saw, and at once she remembered anything. What she remembered? At first we should know that who can remember? Who are equal stage to Srimati? All the manjaris are about equal mood to Radha. And what Radha has all moods up to Madan and Modan. A part of Madan, Modan and everything which is in Radha all comes in manjari. Not fully, but something comes in there. And they test Krishna as Srimati Radhika. So they have about same mood which is essential for manjari to serve Radha and Krishna. Without this anyone cannot serve Radha and Krishna. At once he sees that Roop Manjari, his Shiksha Guru, there is not Shiksha Guru, but yet there is pride for this. That is Shiksha Guru. And Lalita Vishakha are Shiksha Guru of all Sakhi. So he thinks that I am new, and they are my Shiksha Guru. Right. Because they are in this world, I am telling. So their words of this mundane world comes, we cannot tell all these things in that bhasa, in that language. Anything will come upon our language that is mundane. But yet, we should know that Rupa Goswami, he is praying to Rupa Goswami. He was praying for Rupa Goswami, but he went in deep and began to see Rupa Manjari. Understand? and he saw some cut source. So his praying in Parihas, in joke, that your husband is not here and you are so much famous in whole breast that you are a chaste lady and your husband has gone for 4 or 5 days and he has not returned. But I see that just some hours before or in last night this work may come. They are not so old, for 6 and 7. Just it seems newly cut. I think that any parrot, souk and parrot, then the green bird. But I have seen so much big parrots, white kakatua. They can speak like men.
You have seen?
So many. They are not super. This suit,
green,
and this little. Parrot has cut it as if it is bimbaphal. Then Rukmanjari saw towards her and began to smile. And she became so much pleased to this Rati Manjari. So in third slok, Pangarup Rati Manjari, Prachura Punjo Daya. In this slok he has given some ashirvad. Ashirvad means blessing. This is not version of Rati Manjari or of Nath Das Goswami, but blessing from, that is why he is telling Brajenda Basati Sthale Vivida Ballari Sankule Tameva Rati Manjari Prachura Punjodara Vilasabhar Bismita Pranai Mekhala Margena Jadadda Nijannathaya Brajasinathita Kandara. So this ashlok is of Rukmanjari. So he is giving ashirvad, blessing to Rup. So that you can write, and writing will be the best writing. Now the life of bhajan of a sadhar is attachment towards Radha Krishna Arti Mati Radhika, especially of this bhava, gopi bhava. Attachment to Radha and Krishna, especially to Srimati Radhika. And they feeling so much separation in this Vahya Dasa. And that leads them to Ardhabhajya Dasa. And if he is a very good devotee, sadhak, then it will go into inner state, that is Antar Dasa. And he can serve and feel that thing.
What is the difference between Dakshya Darshan and Antar
Darshan? He is remembering, but it becomes more than Saksha Darshan. And he, at that time, he feels that I am doing this and do, and I am seeing Radha Krishna and doing all this. But it is Spurti, not real, Spurti. But it gives so pleasure than what to tell Sakshadvata. Like that Sakshadvata. But it is only Spurti. Understand? Spurti?
I understand Spurti, but when you say not real,
it is not imagination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling all these things. That a boy came to me and gave me darshan, and when I wanted to go and catch up that boy, he step by step, he went backward, and when I ran towards him, at once he went here and there and this seems as spurti, but it may be that any spurti Krishna has come and given darshan. As Srimati Radhika, in her Mathur Birah stage, Krishna has gone to Mathura, and she is remembering and saw that Krishna is come. He cast hold and embraced Krishna and began to laugh and talk with Krishna. After that, any Sakhi Lalita came, oh, what are you doing? Then, oh, where is Krishna? What am I seeing? This is called Spurti. But it may be that at that time Krishna may have come and given darshan. It may be also, but still it is Spurti. It will be called this.
Is this
concept with Aprakrita Lila? Aprakrita Lila itself comes.
That is.
And by unnatural way, we do kalpana, imagination only, that this is going on this evening. And we are remembering also all these things. Then it is not. So Raghunath Goswami, sometimes in his spurti, by remembering, and sometimes he comes in Ardha Vajya Dasa, and sometimes in Vajya Dasa. When he is Vajya Dasa, he is vaping and beating and feeling separation. Do we feel separation? What to separation of Radha and Krishna and all these Roop Manjari, Lalita, Visakha, Vrindavan, Radha, Krishna. We have no separation with our Gurudev also. Not so much. We feel some separation for Gurudev. But not so. We are not hankering for them. Where you are, not calling. So it should be in a sadhak. Then sadhak can, by the grace of his Gurudev, he can remember all these things. And past times will come itself in our any sadhak. As if worldly things come automatically in our heart. Jab tak ye rahengi, up to these thoughts will remain in our heart. That continuous thinking and coming of that is spurti will not come. So how it will be? If we have some taste, no? In Harikatha, taste in chanting, and by the grace of our Guru and Vaishnava, if you have a jhalak darshan, like Narad Sa Narayan, then we have something. So we should chant, we should read, we should do all these things, always continuous, so that it will come with us. then we will realize something, this separation. If our father and mother have palm portion here, nourished us, very in good manner, or our Gurudev has given that thing that I explained there today. Nama sestam manumapi sati putram atra swarupam rupam tasyagrajauri parinmathirin goshtabhatim radha kundam girivar maho radhika madhavasam prapto jasya prakritikataya si gurum tang natoshmi. If Gurudev has given anything that creep towards Naam, Mantra, Brajavasi, Roop, Sanatam, Swaroop, Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Radha and Krishna Jugal to Radha Kunda, any greed towards them, now we will remember all this good that he has given. Because this Raghunath Das Goswami has received this thing from his Swarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and he has taken darshan of Vrindavan, not like us, actually darshan of all these things. So he is so much feeling separation for all. So if we have anything for this thing, this is the goal of our life, then we will be better to anyone if he has become this. So we have, here Raghunath Das Goswami is telling so much separation for whom? Rup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. Here in this sloka, tad alok lokam kalahi dansareva mritam janam tad padam padabja milita lakshya bhesajai devi jivaya tad alokanam kalahi. He was thinking when he was writing to the lotus feet of Radhika, he remembered last sloka, Devi dukhakul sagaro dara udare duyamanam ati durgatam janam tat kripa prabala naukaya adbhutam prapaya svapad pankajalayam. When he was that he is in the shape of Ratimanjari, and Krishna was sitting with all gopis. All gopis here mane Radha, Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, and all of these companions. Swapaksha were there, not Chandrauli and others. And at that time she was saying that Srimati Radhika is in Swadhin Bhaktrika way. Swadhin Bhaktrika means controlling Krishna. Krishna has prayed to these gopis, these manjaris, that I want to meet Srimati Radhika. She is unhappy to me today and she has done much, so I want to meet. Ratimandari told Krishna, you should wait here outside. I am going in Kunja and I will beg permission to her and then I will come, and if she orders then I will take you to that Kunja to meet Srimati Radhika. Krishna did so much what? Kakuminti prayers that fell so much for me. Otherwise I will die if I am not going. I am not looking. She saw the Mahima of Srimati Radhika. Mahima means glory. Glory of Radhika. Oh, Krishna is doing so. So he is smiling. He was smiling and went to that place in Kunj where Lalita, Vishakha and all were gathered. They were telling that you should not do man's show. Either Krishna will go to others, to Chandravali and others. You should not do man's life show. Lalita was offending this. She was telling that, no, you should not. Vishakha was telling that. And Lalita was, or don't give this mark.
Don't give up the mark.
Give up the mark. You should be I. Otherwise, he will be free. And he will not say, come to you. So be like so. And the same time she came. Tulsi Manjari. That is, Rati Manjari came. And she told that outside Krishna is waiting for your order. And he is doing so much prayer to meet you. So what should I do? After some discussion, Srimati Radhika or Lalita told that you should bring him, go. Krishna came, smiling and something, lajja, with sigh. He came, his pitambar was hanging on his neck and taking the two ends in our hand, in his hand. What is the meaning? Praying something. Begging. He can say. Gopis told that. Sit down. He sat on the lotus feet there of Radhika. Radhika was sitting on a higher place. And all gopis there sitting some lower place. Krishna sat. Yes. Then Krishna began to pray. All right, you should paint my altar. Altar. Krishna began so much. All were seeing this path. Krishna took a golden tulika or any more pankha, stick of feather, and very gently and smoothly he was taking a red color and was painting. But Krishna, when he was painting, Krishna could not take him. His hand became trembling. Then it went some zigzag. Radhika began to smile. And seeing her smile, all sakhis there began to smile. Srimati Radhika told all new painter, new painter, Bal painter. Bal painter? Devi painter. Bal painter. You don't know how to paint? For a long time, you are seeing feet here, there, keeping it here, keeping it in here, and painting, but it, your hands are trembling so much, you cannot paint. Krishna told that, I will so paint, so beautifully I will paint, that even Chitra, Visakha and Lalita, and Tungavidya, who are the master of arts, all arts, they will be so much amazed. Let us see, I am doing. But his hands were trembling. Srimati Radhika told that you cannot do my Bal painter, new painter. Oh, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, come on, come on, come on. He will not do. You should do. Then he took that cup and from Krishna's hands. Krishna was sitting and he was seeing towards Tulasi. Radhika was also seeing towards Tulasi. All the sakhis were seeing towards Tulasi. In the meantime, when he thought, his hands were ready to catch hold of the lotus feet of Sri Radhika here and will begin, but at that time he saw that nothing is there. That came in this distance. So that, where is Radhika? Where is Krishna? I am seeing only this. O Radhike, he began to cry. Indeed, very, very good thing was there. Srimati Radhika was ordering him to paint. And I was thinking that I am so much lucky and so much Sobhagyavan. I was thinking, I am the most dear tinkari of Srimati Radhika. And tinkari Radhika was so pleasantly ordering me to do this. And when I used my apne haath ko badhaya,
I put up my hand.
I saw nothing. And began to roll. Tada avalokanam kalahi. Oh, I was seeing you ordering me and so pleasing me. And all sakhis are there. And now I am seeing. I am alone on the bank of this Ganga and rolling on the kund in dust of earth. And none is here to console me. Not Rupa Goswami, no Sanatana Goswami. They are my everything. But here they are. Heart to do, and to do. And began to weep bitterly. Tadavalokan kalahi. Kala ahi, kala ahi. And this call my time. This time, nane birah kal, separation time, has bite me as a very complex. And I am हम उसको समझ रहे हैं, अनुभव कर रहे हैं. I am realizing that questioning going in me and whole body is my going to be dead. So I am mrita, like mrita. Mrita means dead. I am dead. Dead body cannot tell anything. But he is telling that I am dead in your viraha, in separation. So certainly I am dead. But if a mantra vidha, those who know mantra, and if at that time they come and they do anything by their mantra, that man can be saved. And I have seen this. Once a snake bite to my mother in rainy season and she dead. So much white things are coming. And all persons gathered of my village. At that time I was very small boy. Only remember very little. And my grandfather was a mother relation. He was a brahmachari in the age of 80. Very red his face and so young, life young, in 80 years. And all persons took my mother on a cart, car, and they ran away to 5-2 miles from there, our village. And it was about 10 in night. At that time he was